You're listening to Bloomington Normal's Public Media. A Bloomington City Council member says he hopes the recent flooding leads to increased urgency for investing in under-the-street infrastructure. In this interview with Ryan Denham, Jamie Matthews says older neighborhoods, including in his Southside Ward 1, need more attention. That includes problematic combined storm and sanitary sewer lines.
As Bloomington rapidly expanded to the east side in the 90s and 2000s, all the money was going to build brand new infrastructure, and none of it was going to support the infrastructure in the older neighborhoods. Ward 1 is a lot of the older core part of Bloomington. We've got to get these sewer lines separated. You know, somebody in the 60s figured out that the CSO plan was a bad plan because all of a sudden they shifted and all new subdivisions after the 60s were separated out. And it's fallen on a lot of deaf ears over the years. As I'm saying, the older neighborhoods need more function, need more support from the underground, because everybody sees the streets. You see the potholes, you feel the potholes, but nobody thinks about what's under the streets until something bad happens. Now we've got everybody's attention in order to focus on this problem of how do we finally get this fixed.
Is this event going to change that dialogue a little bit? Change the level of aggression on separating combined sewer?
I hope so. I mean, I'm going to keep fight. I've been fighting for it for years. I'm going to fight now. But now I think I have way more people's attention that are suddenly becoming forced to become more educated on the subject. Parts of a stretch along Oakland Avenue and South Hill along Bissell Street and Lowe Street and Springfield have flooded for years. Every time we get more than a couple inches of rain, one, because they're on the side of hills, but two, because of the combined sewer issue that we're now talking about all the time. And when it was only a few houses that were being affected, it was easier to ignore those and say, oh, that's just a few old houses and we can fix this. But now it's very much raised the awareness that now it's closer to 1,000 houses than not that are going to be affected by this every time we get a rain of a couple of inches quickly. And that happens here.
I mean, you've been on the council long enough. You know the money that is out there in the universe between low interest or no interest loans from, you know, the state or the feds, what the city has itself, what the city can borrow. Is the money out there to really deal with this stuff in big chunks? Does the city have good options there?
Yes and no at the same time. Yes, from the fact that we can borrow money to do it right now. It's going to be expensive. You know, we're seeing, last night somebody had thrown out a number that $8 million did all seven phases of the original Locust Colton overflow. But that is only one small part of the city and one small part of the problem. Is it most effective to borrow the money? Is it, I know Mayor Imboka had some conversations with Senator Duckworth. Maybe there's some federal grants that we can apply for. Can we apply for state grants? Can we get some offsets on some of this money? Otherwise, we're just gonna, it's tax dollars, those people pay for. And it's part of the reason of why we increased the sewer fees. I think it was in 2018 we did that, was to make sure there was capital to start fixing this on a more regular basis.
How would you grade the city's handling of the bulk waste side of this? All the carpets and destroyed stuff people had in basements that they've been putting out at their curbs the last few weeks?
I think we've done pretty good. It's been slower than anybody wants it to be, in part because some of the bulk that's out there is kind of toxic, right? I mean, there could be health hazards, so we're having to make sure that employees that are picking things up are protected as well, and that slows the entire process down. But overall, city manager and director of public works coming forward and saying we're going to take care of this was exactly the right response.
At the same time, city staff is actually recommending kind of scaling back bulk waste pickup, and that's a decision the council's going to have to make on how that looks. Do these storms and the importance of a city service like bulk pickup is sort of proving its worth? Is it changing the way you're thinking about that issue, that vote that may be coming down the road?
I think disaster response for bulk pickup is completely different than every day somebody is going to chuck a couple of mattresses and a chair out on the curb. I think that those are two completely different scenarios. I think everybody would expect in a disaster, we're going to step up and make sure that we take care of all the disaster-affected areas, whatever that disaster type is. But the everyday usage of the bulk pickup, I do think we make it too easy for people to dump stuff on the curb, especially, and I brought it up multiple times about apartments, they're doing apartment cleanouts, and there's cabinets and drywall and everything else. That's a business expense, and they should be getting a roll-off dumpster to take care of that stuff separately. They should not be putting that on the curb. And if they are going to continue to do it, we should make it financially unfeasible for them to do that.
That's Bloomington City Council member Jamie Matthews speaking with Ryan Denham. As for cost of separate storm and sanitary sewer lines, recent history suggests it's millions of dollars, even for just several blocks of work.